Franz Kafka has a short story called Metamorphosis. And the main character, Gregor Samsa, awakens one morning to find himself transformed into a giant insect, a giant cockroach. And the main character says, he felt good for nothing but to be swept under the rug. It's kind of telling that Kafka was considered an atheist, an existentialist and an atheist. He believed we were on a road to nowhere, okay? And if, like they say, if you don't know where you're going, any road will do. That's metamorphosis. But today is the feast today we read the gospel of the Transfiguration. That we are on the road to somewhere. And the Transfiguration is a preview, it's like coming attractions. It's a preview of the resurrection. They say about the Transfiguration, all heaven breaks loose in that Transfiguration. Okay? And so in the feast, in the Transfiguration, we see the dignity and the destiny of every human person. Okay? Without God, our metamorphosis tends to be downward to the level of beast and insect. But with God, our transfiguration is meant to be upward toward God and the angels. Okay? Like we say, without God, life is an absurdity. It's a tale told by an idiot. But with God, we have our destination before us. Theologically, they say, last things come first. Okay? If you want to go somewhere, the first thing you have to know is your destination in order to get anywhere. Last things come first in theology. So like we say, time would be meaningless were it not for eternity. And St. Thomas Aquinas says that our Lord reveals the beauty of the goal in the Transfiguration, the glory of heaven. And he gives the apostles confidence to continue on the way. Because between where they are now and the resurrection will come Calvary. And the Transfiguration will give them that strength they need to persevere. Okay. The intensity of the other world shines through this world. That's the world toward which we are tending. A world that is the goal of this life. And the invisible world is more real than the visible world. Okay? At times we can have a heavy curtain between this life and the next. But other times God takes us up to the Mount of Transfiguration. And the veil seems very thin. Okay? Sometimes in church we climb that Mount of Transfiguration. And God gives us consolation to continue to persevere. Other times, like we say, it's a heavy curtain, it's a dark night. But during those times, God is strengthening our faith. There's an interesting phenomenon that they say even people who profess no faith in God pray. Okay? There's a larger number of people who say they pray than the number of people who say they believe in God. And this gospel too, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up the mountain to pray. The mountain is always the biblical notion of encounter with God. Okay, the top of the mountain, because we need to step away from the world. Those who profess faith and belief in God but pray, they're searching for this encounter. Okay, where do they find their encounter with God? Okay, on top of a mountain in nature, but ultimately they're searching for the true God. We find our encounter with God above all in the Mass, in Holy Communion. Okay, every week God takes us up the mountain with Him. People who say, my work is my prayer, they don't pray. Because in order to pray, you need to step away. You need to step up. And so, you know, people ask, where is your mountain? Where do you find your closeness with God? Well, we find our closeness with God in his presence before the Blessed Sacrament. One spiritual writer was asked, what is the most important thing I can do to improve my prayer life? And his response was, take the time. Okay, take the time. That's the only response. Take the time to enter into that presence of God. Let God invade your soul. In fact, in the gospel, our Lord's clothes became dazzling white. Okay? God invaded his humanity. And God wants to radiate through us in the world. But we need to step away. We need that encounter with God in order that when we return to the world, we can reveal God to others. We have to enter into that other realm, that realm outside of time, the communion of saints. Because prayer awakens us more and more to that reality, the invisible realities. Okay, but the point of prayer is not to stay on the mountain. We must go back to the mucky muck. We must go back to the world. We're not meant to remain here. We can't cling to mystical experiences. We become radiant with divine life, but we're meant to share it with others. We have to resume the hard work of following Jesus Christ. That's the dynamic of prayer. So we say, in this season of Lent, before Good Friday, the Church reveals the glory of Christ to help us to persevere through our penances, through our crosses, through our trials. Ultimately, in this life, we have joyful mysteries, we have sorrowful mysteries. But the gospel tells us that this whole thing ends happily ever after with the glorious mysteries, and that's no fairy tale.